بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه وقال تبارك وتعالى قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered together to experience the Khatm al-Quran, which is the Mastorat in the house who listen to the last sabak of the Hafiza. We are here to get the barakat of the majlis of the Khatm al-Quran Sharif. The reality is when it comes to our dini efforts, our dini a'mal, there's no boundaries. In dunya, insan has put boundaries. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's no boundaries. When it comes to our hearts, there's no boundaries. We may be sitting here, but the coolness and the barakat of Quran tilawat, person opens his heart, he will receive it also. When our Shaykh al-Hadith, at one time, was in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, went to a certain country, and he wasn't allowed to enter. So as he was escorted, what do you say, deported? So he said, I said to them smilingly that you are sending me back. What I have come for with the near intention of hidayat for humanity, I will make the same gush back home with the intention of your country. Allah has no boundaries. Allah has no borders. Sometimes it's snowing on the bergs, we feel the cold in Durban. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality that we make the niyat, Ya Allah, we have come to enjoy this momentous occasion of the Khatm al-Quran Sharif, which is something very great, although it's become very common. Therefore, we have to renew our intentions over and over again. This is a great ni'mat and bounty upon the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala has chosen. Allah has chosen, and we hear this word over and over again, intikhab, ijtaba. Allah Ta'ala's choice, Allah Ta'ala has chosen. Just to understand, in this Quranic ayat, inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has taken a responsibility upon Himself, our Creator, our Khaliq, our Nourisher, Sustainer, the one that owns us. Reality, we have nothing. Hum kuch nahi, hamara kuch nahi. We are nothing, we have nothing. Everybody belongs to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that what intelligence it is to be boastful about something that doesn't belong to you. Your entire life belongs to Allah. Your wealth belongs to Allah. Person hires a car and he's showing off the hired car. Somebody will laugh at him. You can see the license is showing there, or the tag is showing there, hired vehicle. And now you are boasting about it, as if it's yours. Is that yours? You're making a fool of yourself. The same way, whatever we have is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah. Therefore, the more bounties you enjoy, the more humility. They say that the ilaj and the remedy and cure for takabbur, a person become boastful, whether it be an alim of deed, my namaz, my bayan, whether it be a person in the worldly material activities, my degree, my business, my know-how. You see, the ilaj and the cure for this type of show and takabbur is tashakkur. With takabbur, you make tashakkur, you make shukur to Allah. Ya Allah, it belongs to you. Coming back to the Quranic ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility upon Himself. Inna alayna. It is upon us, our responsibility. Jam'ahu. Jam'a means to put together, to preserve, to gather together. Jam'ahu, jam'a al-Qur'an. Allah said, it is our responsibility to put the Qur'an together in the hearts of the Huffaz. This we have to understand. More than the Hafiz al-Qur'an is the parents of the Huffaz. Once I have made mashura in my home, that my child must become a Hafiz al-Qur'an, I must understand that there has to be a change in my home. Is that his or her effort individually, isolated? It's a family effort. I have to make the house conducive. I cannot take my young son who's at madrasa tomorrow to the mall, sit there, feed him, the music is blasting, and tomorrow you must give sabak. And over the weekend your dress is different. And madrasa time your dress is different. Parents have to understand this. Allah has chosen my home, I have to change my home. I have to make the effort. Allah yes, shouldn't become a fashion that now my son becoming Hafiz al-Quran, and here commonly that alhamdulillah has become a Hafiz al-Quran, and we tell the Hafiz al-Quran also, the Qiyamah's day we will hold your kurta. But weekend the kurta has shrunk. There's no more kurta left. Something happened in the washing. Where the kurta is gone to? But I'm going to hold his Quran. Now we hear among the masturat and the ladies, you're going to hold your abaya. Whether it's a black dress fitting, or whether it is real abaya. Yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. Where it should be loose fitting completely. We don't have the time to go into the discussion. What should be the dressing of the masturat also. So the family is to understand that from our home somebody has been chosen. Unfortunately, we hear commonly where December will be coming and parents will say that now my son has been chosen for some competition, so we are flying to Brazil, we are flying to Malaysia. So the whole family tartib has changed because he's chosen for the team. So everybody understands this, that he has been chosen to do a certain thing, whether it be some football, whether it be some cricket, whether it be some archery, whether some karate, some judo, he's been chosen as part of the team. The family changes, we put on statuses also. And that article also, my son has been chosen, comes in the last page of the local newspaper, Stanger Weekly. And now we cut it out, put it on the fridge, Maro Poiroche, then we got chosen. Hardly can see his name in the article. But he's chosen for Quran to become Hafiz. He's now registered Ahlul Quran wa Khasatuhu. Allah says he's part of my family. He's VVIP, very, very important person. From my family. That family's color changes also. He's been chosen, now that becomes his identity also. That becomes his identity. So we have to understand, just to illustrate, Imam home, mashallah, his daughter Allah Ta'ala has chosen different homes, our sons, our daughters have been chosen to become Hafiz al-Quran wa Hafizatul Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looked at the hearts of people at the time of the Ba'that and sending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu salam's nubuwat started with wahi, Quran. Special place, Makkah Mukarramah, Jabal al-Nur, Ghari Hira. Special month, Ramadan also. The most beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most august and the most noble, high ranking of all the malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Chosen place, chosen time, chosen Nabi. This was intikhab. Everything was chosen. And Quran Sharif also chosen. The last kitab to be revealed. The complete syllabus from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for mankind till qiyamah. Send in the month of Ramadan. Vaya Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know the incident. Iqra, iqra, iqra. Read, read, read. Sheikh Abu Hassan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, he says that iqra, read means ya iqra bismi rabbik. Any reading done with the barakat of the name of Allah is blessed. Without the name of Allah, there is no barakat. Allah give us understanding. Sawa Kabira saying, make ta'lim at home. 8 hours my child is going to secular school. For 8 hours he hears nothing about his objective of life. Nothing about Allah. Everything is ghayrullah. Everything besides Allah. You have to achieve. You have an. Unfortunately, we hear when you enter school also, first week of school, the educator, teacher will ask, what will you become? What are you going to become? What are you going to do? Our elders say that this question shouldn't be asked to a Muslim child. He's already become something. He's the messenger of the message of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's already hired. He's an ummati. He's got a job already. Everything else is secondary. is an ummati in the state of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That should be instilled in him. You already got a responsibility. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was sent, Allah look at the hearts of mankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the suhbati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to understand, as I mentioned, nubuwwat started with wahi. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Nubuwwat started. Who will be the companions? Allah chose. Allah looked at the hearts of the people. And Allah chose Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattab, Uthman, Ali, Sa'ad, Talha, Zubair. And all of them, they were chosen one by one, one by one, one by one. From that home, so Ali will come from the children. Hazrat Bilal will come from the slaves. Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu anha from the Masturat and the women. All were chosen. Right now, the choice of Allah was working. Who will be there first to embrace Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then by extension and extension and extension. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every one of them was promised Jannat. You all have been chosen. And those homes they were chosen from wasn't easy. Qurbani had to be given to be in that companionship to preserve the message of the Quran Sharif. Nubuwwat was about Quran. To pass on the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Quran Sharif. Who's going to take it on? So hearts are being chosen right now. Hearts and individuals are being chosen. By extension, ulama say under this ayat, in every zamana, understand very clearly, my dear brothers, what's happening in our homes. In every period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make intikhab. Like how Allah chose sahaba radiallahu anhum to preserve Quran, to transmit Quran, to note down Quran, to give their lives to preserve Quran Sharif, and how it came down, whether Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, to preserve the message of Quran. The Quran is the sifat of Allah, is not the creation of Allah. They were imprisoned, they were flogged, they were beaten, their lives were given, but they preserved it, and they preserved it, and they preserved it to the next generation. They were chosen in that period of time. In every period of time, Allah will look at the hearts and the homes of the Muslim Ummah. From every home, Allah will choose. Allah will choose from this home, from the Mullah family, Desai family, Patel family, this family, Duma family, Basa family. That whom I want this boy, I want this boy, I want. My son has been chosen when he says, Abba, I want to do his next year. Where it came from? Where did that desire come from? Allah has a system. As Mu'ana mentioned, Qari Sahib is teaching in the madrasa, created this fervor in the boys, but who will choose the hearts? So from my home, Allah Ta'ala chose. And I say to the Hafiz boy, Allah chose you, not your coach. Don't give up your madrasa time for that coaching. It's a disaster. It's your coach against Allah. It's your coach against Allah. Is your school against Allah? Is your school against Ashab al-Suffa? Your team against the team of Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Which team you want to be in? Abu Huraira's team? Hanzala's team? These are the Muhaddisi, these are the Hufaz. You are making a choice, O parent, at that time in the afternoon. Oh my son, which team you want to belong to? Qiyamah's day, which team I want to be in? The school team, the coach team, or the team of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The choice I'm making, Allah chose already. Now I've got to synchronize my choice with the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When my child has been chosen to do Hifz al-Quran, Zahkim Sahib rahimullah would say, no person can become advanced jannati. Ke mein jannati ban gaya ho. That now we've chosen, we go to jannat now. You see, some people become overconfident in becoming jannati also. That I'm already becoming jannati, I don't keep sunnat beard also, because in jannat there's no beard. So he also, I won't keep. I already got my ticket. Nobody's advanced jannati. There's a system, there's qurbani, you have to preserve. So that child has been chosen for hifz al-Quran, to preserve the kalam, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hasn't preserved one speech. I'm going for a speech contest. I've been chosen for that speech. Is that the speech contest? This is the speech of Allah. My child has been chosen to preserve and to repeat the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that emanated from Allah himself. Allah promised to preserve it. Allah has chosen my son, daughter's heart to preserve his kalam. And what has happened right now is that the heart of my child has become a mirror effect of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My home has a connection, Rooda Mubarak right now. When my child opens Quran at night, Allah Ta'ala give me understanding what's happening at home every night. That is why we say it cannot happen. In a home where a child is learning Quran, there can be television, there can be just open time to the internet and gadgets in the home. When my child sits to read Quran Sharif and learn the sabak, he's got sabak tomorrow morning to learn. She's got sabak tomorrow morning to give to the apa. What is happening in my home right now? The veils have been removed between my home and Rada Mubarak. Now you're going to take. This is wahi that's coming down. When my child sits down to learn, that is why we have to see. Did you use your miswak? Did you read your du'as? Is your taharat correct? We have to check our youngsters right now. We ask the young boys in madrasa, the boy can't get his sabak right. He said, but I'm learning sabak. First question we ask the youngster, how you go toilet? Did you wash properly? Nobody taught him. How come nobody taught you to wash? Domestic took me to the toilet. My mother never taught me. So I don't know. I don't know how to go low pan toilet. I only know high pan. That way I do make istibara for a young boy to make istibara to remove the last drops of urine with his left hand by jerking his private. Doesn't know. It's wajib. He's becoming half of the Quran. Doesn't know istinja. Nobody taught him. Our mothers taught us how to go take out your pants, sit down. You have to make muzakara of these things. What you call is simple sunnah but powerful, is important. Doesn't know istinja. Doesn't know I have to use my left hand to wash myself. I just use the spray. I use the spray and I'm out. Whether clean, park, na park. Wudu, how did you make wudu? Anybody teach you properly? Only learn the theory in Maktab Madrasa. I left early Madrasa, started Hibs. Go and check. Thikim wuzu khana. Better say, how are you making wuzu? Let me check your wuzu, whether you're making correctly. And see the wudu. The face hardly washed properly. Elbows are not even wet. And because of the gel and spikes on the hair, it doesn't make masa of his hair also. The spikes will collapse. So the wuzu is gone. Oh, it doesn't take out his topi. Moana will see my double hair. My two lens hair. So don't make masa of the head also. It's happening, my dear brothers. Wuzu not correct. How he'll wash his feet? How many times we find the youngsters, that when they're washing their face, nobody taught them. They're washing their face, the water has to be scooped in the hand and the water has to flow. Many of them, because the water is cold, or because they feel it's not clean, the wuzu khana in the school or the madrasa, they just take a wet hand, make masah of the face, like how you masah of the head. Take a wet hand and rub it over the face, wuzu is not valid. Water has to be scooped. And so to be splashed on the face, it has to drip off the face. Then it's correct. Nobody told a youngster. It's the heart that's correct. He became baligh also. Doesn't even know I'm baligh. What's baligh also? He doesn't know. He doesn't know his Islamic birth date. Doesn't know it. Very simple. If a boy is 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks, 14, 6, 2. According to the English calendar, Islamically he's baligh. By default, if he hasn't had other signs of buluh. The finder from the ustaz, ulama ikram, is baligh. Did he make ghusl? Doesn't know ghusl also. Here also the sunnahs of ghusl have been, we say janazah is leaving the home of sunnahs, I'm carrying the janazah. Standing and bathing, and sunnah is to sit down. How to enter the bathroom, the du'as to be read, there's two pardas against shaitan. There's two bardas and veils between insan and shaitan. One is our clothing, and second is dua. Once we read dua, the dua for removing clothing. The dua for removing clothing, many a person doesn't know the dua also. Well, putting clothing on, we know. But to remove clothing, the simple dua, Bismillah. Once you read Bismillah, remove clothing, shaitan cannot see you. Allah puts a veil. And clothing is another veil.
So ulama say, if you don't read Bismillah and you not dress correctly also, then shaitan has a way to enter. Increase wasawis, whisperings, and attacks. Youngster doesn't know, the young girl doesn't know. Bathroom, toilet, covering the head, reading dua. The correct dua, complete dua before entering the bathroom. Bismillah first. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. These duas are powerful. Understand, my dear brothers. The sunnah duas that we read are duas that are accepted in the court of Allah. It's not just on wazifa. It's a dua. When I'm asking Allah for protection from shaitan, it's accepted. Allah will protect. Allah will protect. This is the ta'weez. The simple sunnah dua is the ta'weez. When I'm making wudu also, dua is to be read there. Allah will give you a big home. Wasi'ali fi dari. Allah give me a vast and big, big home. Allah will give it also. So we ask the youngster, ya taharat, ya ghusl, how are you making ghusl? Is it correct according to sunnah? Are you using the miswak? It will sharpen your memory. It will sharpen your eyes. You don't have miswak at home. Then ask the youngster, you got toothbrush? Yes. How much your toothbrush cost? 500 rand, 600 rand, rechargeable. And the miswak leaving the masjid, somebody selling 20 rand, too expensive. We'll buy from the shop. Buy it that time. Use it. Give it to the youngster. So Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala, so when my young son is learning Quran at home at night, we have to check all this thing before he sits down. Apply itar. Now the itar also, the original sunnah is coming out from the ummah. Now it becomes sprays. Now it's become perfumes. The purpose of itar, when our Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib was in South America, and an Arab brother was driving him around, so he asked him, Sheikh, ma maqsid al-tib? What is the purpose of applying itar? So Mawlana gave various answers to the purpose of applying itar and perfume in Sharia and Islam. So the first thing he mentioned, maqsid al-tib, as-salawat ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you smell good fragrance, your heart and mind goes to the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Durood Sharif starts. That is why they say any sunnah we do, whether tying the imama, whether using the miswak, whether applying itar, if we don't read Durood Sharif, then it just becomes an accessory. Just a habit. We'll be connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Purpose of itar, to create a pious environment, not romantic environment. Purpose of itar, to attack the malaika, not the opposite gender. Today we're using perfume. But that too has changed. The original itar, soon the itar bottle will be in the museum. That's how itar was before, now we're using perfumes. So that will also go. Just like how soon the lungi also will reach there. This was the original lungi before, now the lungi has become on jammies. The Sayyidina Alim observation was that unfortunately, the Indian Muslim doesn't leave anything original, everything he has to tweak it. He has to modify it. The car is modified also, and the sunnah is also getting modified. Doesn't leave anything original. Everything changed. So we have to ask the Hafiz al-Quran at night, when you're sitting to read Quran Sharif, we will conclude inshallah. Just for me and you to understand. When my son is sitting to learn Quran Sharif, as a parent I have to be so careful right now, the home environment is pure and clean. There's nothing haram taking place. When he's learning Quran, we're all in Quran. There's a time, what is happening right now. Only Mazhar Sahib says, Dhamma Barakatuhu, you take the Hafiz al-Quran, do an x-ray of his entire body, of his brain, of his heart, CAT scan, MRI scan. You won't find anywhere in his body, in his brain, in his heart, in his mind, that first para is there by the right ear, second para is by the knee, third para is somewhere here, there, is nowhere. Where's the storage? Where's the warehouse? Subhanallah, in the morning the young boy comes to madrasa and he sits by the ustaz and he starts, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahi rahmani rahim. He also, so beautifully, our Honorable Sheikh explains that when the ustaz sits there with the student and he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, what is he saying? I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan the accursed. Effectively, it's a message to my ustaz. Oh my ustaz, you don't become like one, also become angry. Don't become angry with me. I had my challenges last night. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh my beloved ustaz, teach me the name of Allah. Ar-Rahman Allama Al-Quran. Teach Quran Sharif, Allama Al-Quran. Rahman Allah, Allama Al-Quran, taught the Quran. Ustaz, there are a lot of sabr, he needs a lot of patience with the Quran to come into the heart.
Our honorable Ustaz, when I spied the size up, the mubarakat, Allah Ta'ala give him sihat, afiyat, qabuliyat. The cry of his heart to make huffaz. He will tell us on a Friday, you will see the boys you see in Stanger, they're going to paint the town red this weekend. And he will cry, he will say, if only I could. Now I understand as an Ustaz, what was the pain of his heart. With a cry, he will say, if I could, if Allah Ta'ala gave me the ability, I would cut a little hole in the people's heart, put a small Quran inside, and put a big lock, so it won't come out. Just put it in there. So the Quran doesn't come out from the hearts. But the boy, when he starts reading, he's telling the Ustaz, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, and he starts his Quran tell out. Now he's reading, and the Ustaz will bail me out, and when he gets stuck, that young boy, now he's moving, full speed. And now he gets stuck all of a sudden. Can't get it right. And as a Hafiz boy, when he can't get it right, where he's looking? He's looking up like that. Like Jibreel is going to come just now. Just now Jibreel will come. And then he got it. And he takes off again. Subhanallah. Mawana says, where it came from? Where's the storage? Where's the heart linked to right now? Oh parent, oh boy, where's your heart linked to? It's amazing what's happening right now. It's beyond our comprehension. What happened last night in the home? That's the question of dear parent. When my son sat down last night to learn his sabak, oh my daughter, and they opened the Quran Sharif, the passageway between him and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is open right now. There's no cell phone there. There's no other gadgets there. The environment, pure, clean, entire family also. Right now he's learning his sabak. This sabak in this door, when the boy finishes the hibs, oh dear parents, don't put him back in school same time. So just digress a little bit. As a school boys also, that who's the naughtiest boy in the class? He say so and so. That class so and so. So what's naughty about him? They say, Monana, malpluck. He can do anything, this boy. Tell him, blob the toilet, he'll do. Take out the door, he'll take out the door. Whatever. And the next question asks him, Hafiz? He says, yeah, he's a Hafiz. That class is a Hafiz. And unke chehre par chamak hai. There's a shine on the face of the Hafiz boy. You see that naughtiness in him. Because he's got something in him. He's caring. Masihullah Khan sahab, you say, rahmatullah alayh, the Hafiz of the Quran, wo jannat leke phere hue hai. He's walking with jannat with him. He's walking around with jannat with him. He just got to take the step. He's already got it in his heart. So where there's a mal, something that is valuable, waha chor hota hai, there there's thieves. Where the Hafiz al-Quran is on the move, the nafs and shaitan is there. And then they make him the group leader also. Then he'll do all this, especially that boy that left school 2-3 years. I say, I'm going back to school. When he's going back to school, in lucky pana, what he's going to do in school? Now he's gone wild. He has to be channeled in the correct direction. The only time for him to do dhuhr is after he finishes his hibs. There's no time thereafter. Ask any Hafiz al-Quran. Ask the ulama also, as much as we want to do hibs or dhuhr, now impossible to do dhuhr as you can do when you finish. It's a window period, my dear brothers. Dunya will wait for you. Whether 25, 35, 45, 55, you can start new job, start new venture, new investment. But now when you go back to madrasa, can't happen. Allah has a window period. From the age of 7 years old, when the child starts, that's why ulama Ali Magda Sahib says that the boy must finish his by 13 years is the best. Till 13, he's still afraid of his father, of his mother. Wake him up, 2 o'clock, he'll wake up. He'll go to madrasa, and he'll learn his work. He'll still listen to his parents. 13 to 18, he'll listen to his friends now. Now you tell his friends, my father, and he used different words for his father also. My father is like this, and he's waking me up early in the morning, and he's complaining, and he'll give attitude after that. See, what happened to this boy? 13 to 18, listen to his friends. After 18, listens to no one till he gets married. So by 13, he must finish his hips. Then he must do dhuhr. And I tell the parents, how much dhuhr he must make, O father, O mother? How much dhuhr he must make? His dhuhr will be so strong. Not till the musalla in the month of Ramadan. His dhuhr must not be so strong till the qabr. His dhuhr will be so strong till Allah calls him and you, O parents of the day of Qiyamah, for the real jalsa. Allah will tell him, Iqra, wartaqi, warattil. Oh, Hafiz boy, start reading. Start reading and hold your parents' hands and door be so strong till it allows you and your parents to put your foot into Jannah, now you can stop. Now I made my door till my first foot enters into Jannah, that's how strong your door must be. Not that now my son's door starts to become pakka, then he doesn't know his door. The Shanqiti tribe in Mauritania, they say to get anything pakka has to be repeated 5,000 times. From the temporary memory to the permanent memory has to be repeated. That's how they do the hifz. 5,000 times for life till Jannah. Then they say 500 times, then they say 50 times. Minimum 50 times, 50 rounds of door. Pakka proper door he has to make till he can stand on the musalla. And now he knows his work. So when the child is sitting at home, my dear brothers, and he's reading his Quran Sharif, what's happening right now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if bi qalam al wahyi, with the pen of wahyi, Allah is writing the verses on his heart. Allah is writing it. He didn't know it. Tomorrow morning he's going to come and he's going to start, lan tanaru birra hatta tunfiqu. Allah wrote it last night. Then he gets stuck, he's looking up, and then it comes. And now he's moving again. What's happened in my home right now? How I as a parent to preserve this of my child's heart. Put him in the right direction. At the barakat of Quran, he'll never ever suffer hunger. Look at the children of Gaza. Their ghiza and their food has become Quran Sharif. They have nothing in their belly but you got Quran. 500 finishing hifz right now. 600 finishing hifz. Family finishing hifz of Quran. We've got Quran Sharif. We've got Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and present ourselves, our children also. And hifz class, maktab, is that only for the children? Me as an adult, if I don't know my Yasin Sharif, we learn my Yasin Sharif. Even one ayah today. We have in our hifz class, almost 68, 70 year old grandfather. So bring his grandson to hifz class in the morning. Retired, he says, Muftisa, can I start also? I'm bringing my grandson, I better start. I say, start, uncle. So he started. Difficult for him, waking him up was to start learning sabak like a young boy. He said, I said, don't come in the afternoon now, take a rest. And then recently he told me, he said, I finished now 30, 28, 29, 28, 27, 26, 1 and 2. And I'm enjoying my, this is my retirement package. Hifz of Quran. So at least get our Yasin Sharif right, Tabarak right, Waqia, this few surahs, the intention of Hifz, if I don't finish it also, this Qiyamah day, if I, my name not on the first page of the Hafiz of Quran, at least will be in the last page, I can wake up with them. Allah also tried. Allah Ta'ala accept the Hifz of Quran, Khatam. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality in every home, that preserve the Quran Sharif. And Quran say when it comes to Hifz of Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْرِ اللَّهِ. The Fadl Allah refers to the Fadl, grace of Allah, Quran Sharif. Allah says, "Bal yafra'u." With this you must rejoice. With Quran Sharif you must rejoice. Other ayat of Quran, Allah says, "La tafrah." Don't be arrogant. Also it means don't celebrate. La tafrah. Don't celebrate in a way that you become intoxicated with dunya. Allah says, "La tafrah." But for Quran, Allah says, "Bal yafra'u." This you can celebrate. This you can celebrate. So Quran, we celebrate the Khatm Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala accept it, the efforts of the parents. And the last point, my Shaykh Mubah Misab says, remember whatever we are enjoying right now, we are living in the shade of the barakat of the du'as of our parents and our grandparents. The du'as they made at Tahajjud, during Hajj, during Umrah. Ya Allah, my family and progenies, this is the barakat of their du'as. We don't forget them also in our du'as. Make du'a for parents, Allah will open dunya. Make du'a for our asatiza, Allah will open deen. May Allah accept it, inshallah.